A favorite root vegetable smoked can make an awesome cake. Carrots are ready for picking and for cooking. We've got an easy smoking technique that can be done with whole, sliced, even grated carrot. Once smoked, we are taking all that flavor and making an oil-free carrot almond cake with ricotta cream. Nutrition for your bones. Carrots are known for their supply of antioxidant nutrients, but they are also prized for their benefits to bone mass. Rich in vitamin A, biotin, vitamin K, fiber, and so much more, carrots offer a variety of color options, traditional orange, yellow, white, purple, and red. As they are considered a hearty root vegetable, they tend to keep longer than most other vegetables. On the grill or smoker, they work perfectly at absorbing the level of smoke vapor you want for recipes. Carrot and grill preparation. As carrots are a root vegetable, they can get a lot of dirt on them. It's important that you wash them well and then pat dry. If you want to smoke your carrots whole, simply trim the ends. My plan is to use these in a carrot cake recipe, so I'll introduce my carrots to the food processor to produce even shredding. Once shredded, I place in a grill-safe flat pan. I'll be using 2 Smoke-N-Licious single fillet wood chunks in wild cherry to keep the flavor on the mild side. These are placed on a lit burner set to medium-low. That will be the only burner left on. Preheat the grill using all burners. Then when the carrots go on the grill, turn off all the burners but the one with the wood chunks. Just a little time. As I've elected to pre-shred my carrot for the eventual cake recipe, the actual smoking time will be quite short. I don't want to remove all the water content naturally found in carrot, as I want a moist cake. My total cooking time is roughly 15 minutes. If you do want additional smoke flavor without dehydrating your carrots, you can do a handheld food smoker application as well, as this is a cold smoking technique that will not affect the moisture of the food nor provide any cooking. Recipe time. With our carrots wood grilled, it's time to start on the cake ingredients. Preheat the oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit. First up, 1.5 cups of finely ground almonds, preferably blanched, finely grated lemon zest from 2 lemons, and 2 tablespoons of sugar. If you cannot locate pre-ground almonds, you may use blanched slivered almonds and process in the food processor. Add all 3 ingredients to the food processor and pulse until a fine ground consistency is achieved. Time to prepare the 9-inch springform pan. First, butter the bottom and sides. Feel free to add a butter parchment round to the bottom of the pan if you wish. Then take a small amount of the ground almond mixture and apply to the sides of the pan. Before we start on the cake batter, melt 4 tablespoons of butter and set aside. Cake batter. Now it's time for the basic dry ingredients for our carrot cake batter. This is a recipe that is oil-free. I'll be using cake flour to bring more lightness to the cake. Here's what you'll need for the start of the cake batter. 1.25 cups unbleached cake flour, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and a sifter. All these ingredients will be sifted into a medium bowl to bring airiness to the cake. Next up, the wet ingredients. You will need 3/4 cup sugar, 4 large eggs, 1/4 teaspoon almond extract. Crack the eggs in a large bowl and add the sugar. With an electric mixer set to medium-high speed, beat the egg mixture until pale, foamy, and thickened. Reduce the speed to low and add in the remaining almond mixture, almond extract, and the flour mixture. Once the dry ingredients are incorporated into the cake batter, take the 4 tablespoons of melted butter and pour over the batter, gently incorporating. In goes the smoked grated carrot, about 2 cups. Just combine those items and then spread the batter into your prepared 9-inch springform pan. I've used orange carrot for this recipe as they were available in the garden, but I prefer yellow carrot for a golden color all the way through the cake. Baking time. Although we've preheated the oven to 375 degrees Fahrenheit, I reduce the oven temperature to 350 degrees once the cake is placed on the middle rack. It will take about 40 minutes to cook through. While it's baking, I make the ricotta cream. Gather together 1 cup ricotta cheese, 1 cup sour cream, 2 tablespoons honey, 2 tablespoons confectioner's sugar, grated zest of 1 lemon. Combine all these ingredients and refrigerate until the cake is ready to serve. Spongy, light goodness. With our cake lightly browned and springing back when touched in the center, it's ready to come out of the oven and cool. Once the cool cake can be plated to a cake stand, I take about 1/4 cup of confectioner's sugar and sift the sugar over the cake. Now it's time to slice this succulent cake and serve our ricotta cream on the side. This is a very subtly smoked carrot, so you will not get an overwhelming smoked flavor. In fact, if you don't tell anyone you smoked the carrot, they likely will never know. Experiment with flavors you like. Swapped crushed pistachio for the almond, coconut extract for the almond extract. You can even dust with cocoa powder. Anything goes. Don't forget, only dust the cake with the confectioner's sugar before you're ready to serve, as this cake is very moist and will increase its moisture as it sits. Did we spur your imagination with this recipe? We need your comment and rating, so subscribe and follow us so you don't miss a thing. We always welcome your suggestions as well on recipes and techniques you want to learn about. We are your source for all things wood-fired, providing tips, techniques, recipes, and the science behind the fire.